Welcome to Healthy Vision. I'm your host, Dr. Val Jones. This show is brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors. Do you wish you could cut a few strokes off your golf score? Does your little leaguer have trouble picking up the ball when it leaves the pitcher's hand? Or does your budding young Pele always seem to be just a few steps away from the soccer ball? Vision, just like speed and strength, is an important component in how well you play your sport. But there's much more to vision than just seeing clearly. And today, we'll be talking with optometrist and researcher Dr. Graham Erickson about the connection between vision and performance and offer some tips on how you can maximize your vision skills. We'll also chat with one of the top American female sprinters in the world, Allison Felix, about what good vision means to her in her sport. Successful athletes of all ages need speed, strength, talent, and good eyes. Doctors estimate that up to 80% of the information we take in during sports comes from our eyes. As a matter of fact, research shows that vision that is even slightly blurred reduces the performance of tennis players and archers by as much as 25%. Optometrist and researcher Dr. Graham Erickson has studied the impact of vision on sports performance and has worked with hundreds of athletes to maximize their vision for individual sports and lifestyle. Dr. Erickson is a professor at Pacific University College of Optometry and author of the book Sports Vision, Vision Care for the Enhancement of Sports Performance. He joins us today to talk about keeping our eyes healthy for better performance. Dr. Erickson, just how strong is the connection between eyesight and performance on the field?
Well, if you think about most sport, you can have excellent speed, you can have excellent strength and size, but it's your eyes that tell you what you need to do and when you need to do it. So to me, that's a critical aspect of performance across almost any sport.
Now, different sports require different vision skills. Can you tell us a little bit about those skills?
If you think about a sport like basketball, and you hear some of the announcers describing great plays on the court, and one of the things you hear is, that athlete's got great court vision. And really what they're talking about is peripheral vision. And your central vision, when you look to see the detail, like, for example, when you're taking a shot and you're looking right at the hoop, that's only about 3% of your visual field. The other 97% is your peripheral vision, and being able to process, everything that's happening on the floor, no matter where your eyes happen to be pointing, that's a very important skill in basketball. But if you take a sport like a target shooter or an archer, it's a very central sport. So their key is that central 3% because they want excellent aiming for their sport. And peripheral vision is less important. So we try to balance what are the actual visual demands and how does it relate to performance in that sport so that we can measure the athlete's performance visually in a way that matches their demand in their sport.
And besides peripheral vision, are there other vision skills that make a difference?
Absolutely. I mean, it all starts with how clearly you see, and that's certainly important. And actually, it is a part that's sort of misunderstood. People think of 20/20 vision as being perfect vision. And really, 20/20 vision is average. That's a population average. And the human visual system is capable of much better vision than that, down to about 20 over 8. So the smaller that second number, the better. So 20 over 8 means that, boy, you can see things more than twice as far away as somebody who has 20/20 vision. And that gives you tremendous advantage on the field of play. And that's sort of the beginning point, is that visual clarity, how clearly you can see. But we also want to see how well you can see subtle contrast differences, since lighting changes and everything's in motion in sport. We want to check your depth perception, see how accurate it is with things that are typically further away than where you usually test depth perception. But beyond just how accurate your depth perception is, we also want to know how fast you can make those decisions. So if you're a basketball player that has to turn and shoot, how quickly can you make that depth judgment so that you have the best chance of making the shot? And from there, we move into the visual motor processing, and how quickly you can take that visual signal and turn it into a motor response, either with your hands or your feet or shifting your body weight and your balance.
Now, in a sport like football, where there are a lot of different positions, you know, like from linemen to quarterbacks, are there different visual demands on each player?
Depending on what their specific position is that they're playing, they may have very different visual demands. If you think of a lineman, you know, having excellent far visual clarity is probably not as important. Their target is right in front of them.
And very large, usually.
And very large. And that's who they have to control. But at the same time, their visual reflexes, especially to peripheral vision, is absolutely critical to success. And their ability to pick up that movement and react to it in their peripheral vision defines their success on the field beyond their strength and their own size. And if you move to what we call the ball handler positions, the quarterbacks, the receivers, now you need to have that excellent distance vision. You need to have excellent depth perception to either make the appropriate pass or to receive the ball. If you're a running back that's carrying the ball, how quickly can you see that hole? And really, good running backs will tell you they need to see it developing before it actually becomes a hole to run through. And those are, again, that's that mix of central and peripheral. I can be looking centrally, but I'm processing what's happening in my peripheral vision. So I see that action better.
And for quarterbacks, not getting sacked by a lineman is it's pretty important.
Absolutely. And, you know, you rely on your offensive line to help you out there, but boy, you kind of want to know when it's coming.
You know, there's something I'm dying to ask you. You said that some people can get 20 over 8 vision. I mean, can anyone get that if they're correct? I mean, could you correct me to that kind of vision, or is that something that's genetic?
Well, some of it is going to be genetic to a degree. That's why the first step is we want to see what is the best correction we can get you to if you're an athlete. And where you think of a traditional eye exam, you know, if we get you to 20/20, we're pretty happy. That's, you know, where we typically aim for. But with an athlete, I want to push you to the best your vision can be. For example, Major League Baseball players have an average visual acuity of about 20 over 12. So really, if you're 20/20, you're more than a standard deviation worse than the rest of the guys out on the field. So if you, even with your best correction, if you're 20/20, then we want to do some training to see if we can't train your eyes to be able to discriminate better than what we're able to measure on a traditional eye exam. So there is a part of it that's trainable, and there's plenty of studies to show it's a trainable skill.
That's so interesting. What have you learned from the athletes that you've worked with about the role that vision plays in their individual sports?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've learned along the way is what's important for performance in their sport. And it sort of requires me to step out of being either a spectator or a participant, for that matter, and look at the sport through the eyes of the athlete and to try and determine what visual factors really are important. In some sports, I don't have much experience with. So when we work with the U.S. speed skating team, I don't have any experience with speed skating. So it's really a critical step to talk with the athlete and watch the athlete perform to determine what part of their visual performance is critical to success, and to try and determine what is that critical factor. And for speed skaters, it's finding that line going into the turn so that they can take that turn at the optimal line. And if that's a critical part of performance, then what visual factors go into making that kind of decision? It's clarity of their vision, but it's also excellent depth perception. So that's, I think, the most fun thing I learned on this little journey of a profession, is figuring out what are those critical factors and how can we help those individual athletes maximize their performance.
You know, I was thinking, In sports like tennis and soccer and hockey, there are balls and pucks flying around so quickly, I can understand why it's a super clear vision would be important. But is it as important when you're playing a sport like golf, when you're not really trying to make contact with a moving object?
Golf is sort of a funny sport. I think it sometimes doesn't enjoy as much respect.
I didn't mean to disrespect golf in any way.
No, but, you know, people think of it as this sort of lackadaisical sport sometimes. And really, the types of decisions that top-level golfers have to make are really critical. And, you know, I've tested vision across a lot of different sports and different athletes, and golfers have some of the best visual systems out of athletes that I've tested. And I think it's because the demands are so critical of reading the green and reading the breaks. And that if you are not seeing that clearly, if you're not making good judgments, then you're just not going to have a consistent game and you're not going to make it to that level. So, yeah, I think that, you know, we can kind of divide sports into those that are dynamic and reactive and those that are, you know, a little more reflective. And golf sort of falls into that reflective category, similar to target shooting and sports like that, but they also have incredibly intense visual demands the higher up you go in the competitive levels.
You know, earlier this year, there were quite a few stories about the Washington Nationals number one draft pick, Bryce Harper, putting up some great numbers once he switched to contact lenses. Can wearing contact lenses help improve athletic performance?
Well, it certainly does if it improves how clearly you see. And even I think more important than that is if it allows you to see contrast a little better, that's a tremendous advantage. And you know, there are plenty of stories of athletes who thought they were doing just fine and didn't realize that they could be seeing even better than they were before they got their contact lenses.
I was wondering if you think that professional athletes have better vision than the rest of us, or if they develop better vision than the rest of us because of the sports. It's like a chicken egg thing, you know?
And it is, and that would be somewhat challenging to determine without doing some sort of longitudinal study. But
yeah.
I think that when we look across the results of studies that have been done with elite level athletes and youth athletes, it's actually fairly consistent distribution of visual performance levels. But further up you go into competitive levels of sport, the better their skills get. And so I think that certainly having those better visual skills gives you the opportunity to be successful in the sport. But there are always going to be plenty of stories of athletes who have been successful despite not having optimal vision. And I look at this is a positive for those athletes as well, because here's yet another opportunity that they could potentially raise their game by addressing that part of their performance.
Vision obviously is so critical for performing at your best in various sports, but you know, I read that very few elite athletes have regular comprehensive eye exams, and I just don't know what that's about. Do you know?
Well, I think there's a couple of explanations for that. One is that most of the time these athletes have had a screening of some sort where they've had to read an eye chart, for example. And often the criteria used is similar to what's used for getting a driver's license. So as long as they can see letters that reach that certain cutoff level, then their eyes must be okay. Also, I think that the coaching staff and trainers often sort of take for granted that the vision must be okay, or if it wasn't, then the athlete would be concerned and would be seeking eye care. And I think that's the missed opportunity, is that if we don't do a good assessment of the visual system, we don't realize what opportunities we might be missing, because we sort of take our vision for granted. It's always been there for us and sort of always been that way for us. And we often don't realize it could be better than what it is.
Which makes me think about eye exercises. You know, just as we go to the gym to work on our body, I heard that there are some simple exercises we can do at home to, quote unquote, pump up our peepers. Can you tell our listeners about the eye exercises that they can do at home?
Yeah, there are a few simple things that you can do to sort of really just get your attention more focused on your visual system. One of the simple ways to kind of get started, we like to call it kind of eye rotations. And I usually do it one eye at a time, although you can certainly do it with both eyes at the same time. And you can use a mirror and watch your eyes, and you move your head and rotate your head into different positions, and keeping your eyes centered right on your eyes in the mirror, you're moving your eyes into different positions and holding that visual attention as you move your eyes into those different positions. You know, that's kind of one simple way that you can raise the ability of your eyes to stay on target and to be accurate. And I think more than anything, it's getting your attention focused on your visual system. So when you go to track a ball, you're going to have a little better concentration, hopefully, on the task that you're doing.
Well, how many minutes do I need to do it? I'm just curious.
Well, I think if you spend 5 to 10 minutes, and my preference is to do it right before a practice or competition, so that it's sort of part of your preparation. If you spend 5 to 10 minutes doing that, I think you're going to have the proper level of attention.
Okay. What other exercises are there?
Well, if peripheral vision is important in your sport, and like I said, most team sports where you have to monitor a field of play, and despite where your eyes may be pointing at any given moment, then peripheral vision becomes a really important factor. So some simple things that you can do to work on peripheral vision, I like to start by, if you're a passenger in a car and you're driving down the street, is to focus on, say, the license plate of the car in front of you. And while you're looking at the license plate of the car in front of you, see how many objects in your peripheral vision you can recognize as you drive past it. And what you're really doing is trying to split your attention between looking at the license plate and what's going on in your peripheral vision. And you can do that same task just by walking down the street and looking at something straight ahead, but trying to monitor what's happening in your peripheral vision at the same time. And the key, again, with this is modulating your attention so that you're able to monitor what's going on in your peripheral vision better and better. And the more you do this for 5 or 10 minutes a day, you'd be really surprised at how much better you get at monitoring that visual attention in your peripheral vision. And that's really the key to that court vision or field vision, and being able to process and see what's going on with your teammates and with the opponents, no matter where you happen to be looking.
Are there any particular exercises for hand-eye coordination?
Well, what I like to do for eye-hand coordination for most athletes, if they want to improve that skill, I like to think of it as sort of like cross-training. Their sport obviously is going to help them with their eye-hand coordination to a certain degree, but if you can do other eye-hand coordination activities, that might give you a further advantage in developing that skill. And one of my favorites is table tennis, because table tennis really requires very rapid eye-hand coordination responses. And so we'll try to get the athletes to compete with each other in table tennis, and the more they compete, the better their eye-hand coordination gets, and they continually push each other.
Now, I noticed you say eye-hand coordination instead of hand-eye coordination. Is that because you're an optometrist?
Maybe. But the other part of it is that really your hand doesn't know where to go. Right? It's your eyes that tell your hand where to go. And so that's why we always put the eye first, because it's the eye directing the hand rather than the hand directing the eye.
So in terms of kids and sports, Dr. Erickson, do you have any tips for parents who are taking their kids to the eye doctor?
Well, the first tip I would say is you probably should take your child to the eye doctor because, again, I think that children don't often know to say there's anything particularly wrong with their vision. And, again, we're looking for those opportunities to see if we can optimize their vision to give them a chance at maximum performance in their sport. And so the recommendation I make is to take your child in for an eye exam and to communicate with the eye doctor that your child is competitive in sports and this is the sport that they're competitive in, or more than one sport, and that you're interested in maximizing visual performance. And hopefully you'll find an eye doctor that recognizes that the demands of the athlete are going to be a little different than demands in the classroom, and they're going to be able to tailor an exam for that specific child's sport. And one of the best ways to find that type of eye doctor is to go to the American Optometric Association website, and they have a little doctor locator that you can click on and put in your zip code, and you can actually select a sports vision section eye doctor, and it'll tell you what eye doctors in your area are members of the sports vision section. And those are usually doctors that have an interest in sports and vision and would be probably well suited to meeting the needs of the young athlete or even the adult athlete.
Dr. Erickson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, Val, thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Coming up next, world champion sprinter Allison Felix talks about how good vision helps her focus on the finish line. You're listening to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors. Allison Felix has emerged as one of the top American female sprinters in the world. She is a six-time world champion female sprinter, 2008 Olympic champion, and the first woman to win three consecutive 200-meter titles at the IAAF World Championships. Having as few visual distractions as possible is a critical part of helping her cross the finish line ahead of the pack. And today, she joins us to talk about how good vision helps her stay at the top of her game. Allison, there are a number of physical characteristics that elite runners such as yourself possess. Muscle mass, body composition, etc. How does vision play a role in helping you perform at such a high level?
I think it's one of the most important things, just because being a runner, it's so focused on the finish line, and you just really don't want any other distractions. Being able to see, you know, is just key.
Well, when I watch runners get set in the starting block, I see that some will keep their eyes fixed straight down at the ground underneath them, while others kind of peer slightly ahead, and some will look just beyond the finish line. I was wondering what you do.
For me, when I'm in the blocks and I'm starting out, I am kind of just focused on the ground in front of me. And then when the gun goes off, that's when I transition up and into focusing on the finish line and, you know, kind of my body position and what's going on around me, that as well. But I'm really just kind of focused on what's in front of me.
Is that something you decided to do in your own experience, or do coaches have suggestions for runners in terms of where their eyes should be at the start of the race?
I think lots of coaches have different thoughts about it, but my coach has always told me just really to focus on myself and my own race and not to worry too much about the people around you and just really to focus on running your own race.
And during the race, are you looking ahead or are you peering out of the sides of your eyes, tracking where the other runners are?
I try to look ahead, but, you know, sometimes you have that temptation to just really kind of see what's going on around you. And so the peripheral vision is important to just kind of tell where you are in relation to everyone else in the race.
You said you were tempted to look sideways. What happens if you do that?
It slows you down. When you turn to see what's behind you, or, you know, all that, sprinting is just so important with the timing and all that, that it just takes away from your final times. You have to fight that temptation and really just rely on what's in front of you.
Have you ever tried sprinting with glasses?
I've done it in practice a few times, and it's just, it's not ideal. They kind of bounce all around and bump up and down, and kind of the biggest thing for me is I don't want one other thing to worry about, and that is really a distraction.
Now, you wear contact lenses. I was wondering if they've made a difference in your performance.
I think they have, you know, maybe not a time difference, but just the way that I feel and just being more confident in myself and knowing that, you know, my vision is not going to be an issue and I can just rely on all the other things that I have to worry about.
What other distractions might bother you?
I think things like your uniform or your shoes. I have a uniform that's a great fit, and those are just all kind of elements that I think anything that you can do yourself to eliminate any other issues where you can just let your physical performance take over, that's the key thing.
Allison, I understand that you run relay races, and I wondered if you had any advice for other athletes about where to look when you're passing the baton.
I run the 4x1 and the 4x4, and probably the 4x4 is the relay pass where you do have to actually look at the baton. So you have to focus on it, and you are moving. So it's important to be able to see that baton and get the pass off smoothly. In the 4x1, you focus straight ahead because it is a blind exchange.
To help parents, coaches, and others who have an interest in seeing children perform at their best, the American Optometric Association Sports Vision Section and Safe Kids Worldwide offer a free educational brochure titled Healthy Eyes for Peak Performance. You can read or download it at www.acuvue.com/peak-performance. You can also learn more about important vision skills for sports by visiting the Sports and Vision section of the American Optometric Association website at www.aoa.org. Finally, professional basketball player Tyreke Evans is working with VSP, a national provider of eye care coverage, to help raise awareness about eye health and other eye-related issues. Eye exams are an important part of his game.
I make sure, you know, I get an eye exam every year. Vision is important to me because I'm a point guard, so I have to know what's going on out there at all times. And getting an eye exam every year would help not just me, but every other sports player that's out there.
You can find out more about Tyreke Evans and the importance of eye exams at facebook.com/VSP Vision Care. You've been listening to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors.
Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones is a copyright of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care Incorporated, 2011. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Incorporated. As with all contact lenses, a prescription is required. Rare but serious eye problems can develop. Ask your eye doctor about proper wear and care and whether contact lenses are right for you. For more information on AccuView brand contact lenses, go to AccuView.com. AccuView and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Incorporated.